With all of the latest terror attacks in Europe, is it still safe for missions? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In light of recent events, we're going to take a look at the interplay of terrorism, God's sovereignty, and our calling to the Great Commission. We're also going to hear about a few ministries carrying out that call in unique mission fields. It's today's news, encouraging you to put your faith into action. So let's get started. Manchester, London, Paris, Berlin, Brussels. After numerous terrorist attacks across Europe, it's easy to see why people have some safety concerns. But Tassos Ioannidis of AMG International says Europe might not be as dangerous as it seems.
If you look at it rationally, you realize that statistically, this place is safe. You really have a higher chance of being harmed in a big city in America than you do here.
Those statistics are especially powerful in the wake of a recent ruling against President Trump's revised immigration safeguards, including plans to temporarily ban refugees from entering the U.S. What's more, Ioannidis says statistics aren't the only things protecting believers who are crossing oceans.
Nothing happens without God allowing it. So we trust His sovereignty, and we obey His call.
With such an unprecedented flow of refugees comes an unprecedented opportunity to show the love of Christ and share the truth of the gospel.
I would encourage anybody who's considering a mission trip, if they feel the Lord is calling them to do that, not to hesitate for a moment. If God is calling you, you should follow and go. And God is going to use you, and you're going to make a difference in people's lives.
Next, when the gospel first started going out with missionaries into Asian countries like China and India, the small country of Nepal sandwiched between them was largely passed over. In 1975, there were about 500 Nepali Christians. But then, the Holy Spirit started stirring a new missions movement in Nepal. In 1990, the population of Nepali believers was at nearly 30,000, and in the last 25 years, that number's now blossomed to over 1 million Christians in Nepal. Dan P. is the president and founder of Global Mission Nepal, a ministry partner of Christian Aid Mission. He says,
God has put revival in Nepal, and that makes Nepal as one of the fastest growing Christian nations in the world.
Because the church in Nepal has a lot of first-generation believers, many times a local pastor is simply the first person who came to Christ in the community. Dan says Nepali pastors need better biblical training.
My prayer is by 2020, I'd like to establish Global Mission Seminary in Nepal, and we are looking $2.5 million to buy land and build seminary there, so that we can train college level and master level Nepalese pastoral leaders right there in Nepal. So you can certainly pray for that.
And yesterday we told you about FMI's Bruce Allen, who's headed to Bangladesh and Indonesia near the end of June. But this trip to Indonesia is rather special. Why? Because it's the first time these church planners will be given the snapshot packet at conferences. Allen explains,
for each country where we've developed a snapshot packet, it is culturally distinctive to that country. So all the images that are used in the packet, they're images from within that culture. So the Indonesian packet does not look much like the Pakistani or the Bangladeshi packet.
Snapshot packets are orality storytelling tools that help open doors to sharing the gospel. Allen wants to bring enough, not just for the pastors, but for the congregations too.
One of the things we really want the church planters to understand about their role, according to Ephesians chapter 4, is that they are to equip the saints for ministry. And so often a pastor or an evangelist can think about, oh, I have to do this ministry, which there is a ministry they're supposed to do. But a big chunk of that is to equip others to do ministry so that the growth in an area becomes exponential.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So have you ever considered the power of the message of your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. To get your copy, go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.